Amos chapter 8, verse 1. Thus the Lord God showed me, behold, a basket of summer fruit. Where do you stand on the following 6 points? If you agree with all six, raise your hand at the end. Number one, God is the all-powerful, all-knowing creator of the universe and still rules it. Number two, Jesus Christ, true God and true man, lived a sinless life. Three, salvation is a free gift from God, cannot be earned. Four, Satan is real. Five, a Christian has a calling to share their faith with Christ with other people. And six, the Bible defines absolute truth for us, and it is accurate in all of its teachings. So if you agree with them all, raise your hand. I hope that's all of you. But sadly, only 4% of the general population of America agrees with that biblical viewpoint. And only 7% among Protestants. That includes Lutherans, Baptists, Evangelicals. Why such a small remnant? Well, that shock is exactly what's behind the anguished exclamation in our text. Behold, a basket of summer fruit. So what's the point? Well, what happens to a basket of summer fruit? It may look really good and refreshing, but it's picked and decaying. Doesn't take very long for fruit flies to gather, picnic bugs and wasps to be crawling all over it. While the fruit is on the vine or the bush or the tree, the grower can work at developing its quality. But once it's picked, decay is inevitable. And so the Lord is pointing out that people who are no longer connected to Him as their vine are decaying. O Israel thought that it was connected to Jesus, but He's warning them that they are picked, decaying fruit. On the outside, they still look pretty good. They were enjoying, in fact, the greatest prosperity and pleasure and power that they had in 200 years. As a result, they threw Amos's words in his face. How can we be a basket of summer fruit? We have the temple. We have priests. We have prophets. And yet these are only weasel words. A weasel loves to find eggs and suck the life out of them. And so these excuses, instead of repentant faith, were sucking the life out of faith. Behold, a basket of summer fruit. It's picked and decaying. Have we used such weasel words today? I'm a member of an Orthodox church. I attend church regularly. I say my prayers. I attend Emmanuel, so I can't be a basket of summer fruit. But it's not the church, but Christ that saves us. It's not our prayer that brings us to God, but Jesus' precious blood. When we rely on any externals as an excuse for daily repentance, it is nothing but a weasel word, sucking the life out of repentant faith. A second weasel word then and now is, a God of love will say peace, peace to those who are sinning. So as long as you're sincere in your faith, it doesn't matter what you believe. Eliminate this negativity about sin and judgment. That just drives people away. But if the Lord does not punish sin, then man is not under the curse. So why would Jesus have taken our cursed death on himself? Just another weasel word, sucking the life out of repentant faith. A third weasel word then and now, hey, as long as we're prospering, God must be pleased with us. It seems that as long as America is prospering, politicians can get reelected no matter what they do and say. As long as we are prospering, it's so easy for our flesh to think, I must be okay, or God wouldn't give me these good things. There's no need for real repentance of my heart. Behold, a basket of summer fruit. Its inner life is gone. Yes, behold the basket of summer fruit. It's picked and decaying. Its inner life is gone. So what about you? Did you agree with those 6 points that we started with? I hope you did. But don't let that be a weasel claim. I'm Orthodox, so I'm okay. Do you agree with God's analysis in this verse? I am by nature summer fruit, so filled with corruption that the moment I'm not connected to Jesus, I am rotten. But Jesus took all that rottenness of my sin and yours, and he nailed it to his cross. He did take our cursed death, and he laid it in his sealed tomb. He arose to credit you with his own righteous, perfect life. And so that no weasel can suck the life out of you, he attached you to himself as the vine through which he would continually produce the fruit of repentant faith in you. Behold, a basket of summer fruit. It's picked and decaying. Its inner life is gone. So stay attached to the vine. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 226, stanzas 3 and 8.